The world is awash with questions about Omicron, the new coronavirus variant. Fast spreading, it seems, but why? It seems to induce less sickness in the infected, but what does that mean for vaccines? Like other countries, authorities in Australia are considering responses. Two new cases of the variant have been found in New South Wales in passengers who started their trip in southern Africa and flew into Sydney on a Singapore Airlines flight on Sunday. That makes a total of five cases so far, including one in the Northern Territory. Many countries have tightened their borders in response. Japan today suspended entry for all foreign business visitors, students and workers. But South Africa, where the virus was first noticed, has expressed dismay at borders being shut against it, saying vaccination is the real answer. Well, here the government says it won't hesitate to take further steps, but there's also a call for calm. Here's political reporter Stephanie Dalzell in Canberra.
No sooner had the nation's leaders begun easing COVID-19 restrictions than a new variant popped up in southern Africa before making its way to Australia, providing little warning for health experts like Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly.
As of Thursday, we'd never heard of this. As of Friday, we had some information. As of Saturday, it became a variant of concern.
Scientists around the world are now racing to determine exactly how dangerous this mutation is, looking at whether it's easily spread, leads to more or less severe illness, or is resistant to vaccines. Professor Kelly believes it could be some time before the answers to those questions become apparent.
There are several hundred either confirmed or suspected cases that have been gone through that genomic analysis in South Africa. We know that there are one or two confirmed cases from surrounding countries. There are handfuls of cases from parts of Europe and so forth, very small numbers at the moment. And what we know so far is the mildness of those that have travelled to other countries. So it will only be when we have larger numbers that we can make that assessment.
Aiming to strike a balance between increasing caution and avoiding panic, the federal government's already introduced new rules. If you're a citizen or dependent and have travelled to one of nine countries in southern Africa, you'll need to enter 2 weeks of supervised quarantine. If you're not a citizen, you won't be allowed in. Some states and territories have also put in place public health orders, forcing all international arrivals to isolate at home for 72 hours. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia's never been better prepared to handle a new COVID strain.
We're in a vastly different position from where we were on the 1st of February 2020. We are one of the most highly vaccinated, one of the most recently vaccinated, and one of the first to commence a whole-of-nation booster program from around the world.
Greg Hunt has also flagged further restrictions, saying the government won't hesitate to take stronger action if required. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will discuss the variant with the nation's leaders at a special National Cabinet meeting on Tuesday afternoon. He's also convened a National Security Committee meeting with key Cabinet ministers and has told Channel 9 it will canvass whether to allow international students and skilled migrants to return from Wednesday, as planned.
With this variant, we know it could be more transmissible, but we also know that it's proving to be less severe. And so we just take this one step at a time, get the best information, make calm, sensible decisions.
As the nation's leaders come to terms with the presence of the Omicron variant in Australia, the country's expert immunisation panel will also review the timeframe for COVID-19 booster shots. Current advice is that it should be administered 6 months after a second dose, but Greg Hunt has asked the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, also known as ATAGI, to take another look.
We will, as ever, allow them to act independently and continue to follow their advice.
In New South Wales, where the strain was first identified in Australia, authorities are now rapidly conducting genomic sequencing to work out if there are any more cases. Premier Dominic Perrottet is working with the Commonwealth on the state's next steps, but thinks locking down for every variant is untenable.
We don't just need to learn to live alongside COVID, we need to learn to live alongside the variants as well. And we're very confident, based on our high vaccination rate. I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, vaccination is key to New South Wales being able to continue to open up safely.
Federal Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler, however, is already raising concerns about whether Australia could handle an outbreak of the Omicron variant.
If this variant turns out to be worse than people are hoping, Australia is not well equipped to deal with substantial needs of quarantine because Scott Morrison failed to do his job and put in place and build purpose-built quarantine.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler, Stephanie Dalzell with that report.